USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is.
The laptop also shows Hunter doing drugs and contained pornography. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
SolarWinds is the software company providing the U.S. government with security on their computers. A major flaw allowed suspected Russian hackers to get in and exploit some of the highest levels of government. USA Radio News' Tim Berg digs deeper.
Two House committees are launching an investigation into the widespread cyber attacks on U.S. government systems. The attacks are thought to have been launched from Russia. A statement from House Homeland Security and Oversight Committees warned about potentially devastating consequences for U.S. national security. The Department of State, Homeland Security, and Treasury Secretary have all been targeted. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, saying,
if Russia is going to do these type of things against our system, and then we ought to be very aggressive to make sure that, one, they get no benefit out of it, and actually they're harmed out of it. You can't let them sit here and just say, oh, please don't do it again.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Thursday night football was played in the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. The visiting Los Angeles Chargers beat the Raiders in overtime 30-27. Scoring the winning touchdown, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert started the year as the MVP in the Oregon Ducks Rose Bowl win. After the game, he tells Fox Sports the secrets of his success.
I think it's a lot of practice. I think the quarterback position's tough in that way that you have to be level-headed, and I think that's just years of practice, being around the right coaches, around the right teammates, and they've done such a great job of battling this year, and I'm really proud of those guys out there today.
The Chargers are out of playoff contention. The Las Vegas Raiders' playoff hopes look like a bridge too far as their record drops to 7-7. Russian violations have led to harsh penalties on Russian Olympians that will eliminate their flag and anthem at the next Olympics. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Russian athletes will not be able to use their country's flag or anthem at the next two Olympic Games or any world championships. The Court of Arbitration for Sport issued the ban Thursday that comes following revelations of Russia's state-sponsored doping program. The CAS came short of outright banning Russian athletes from all international competitions, instead allowing them to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing if they had not been implicated in the doping scandal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 were postponed for the first time in their history. The opening ceremony of the Olympic Games will now be held on July 23rd, 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.